It's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. In Salisbury, resident state trooper Chris Sorrell told the Board of Selectmen there were 88 accidents in Salisbury last year, including 13 in the Main Street area during a meeting to address speeding and motorists. He said drivers are not the only ones to blame, though. Quoting here, often pedestrians are the worst offenders, he said, end quote, referring to those who ignore crosswalks or walk out into oncoming traffic. Sorrell noted it requires a reaction time of about 1.6 seconds and a cushion of 200 feet to stop short in a 30-mile-per-hour zone, such as Main Street. First Selectman Curtis Rand said the State Department of Transportation has now lifted its ban on beacon flashers that had been barred because of a patent issue, so that may be one remedy. An engineering firm would have to be hired to install such equipment. In his discussions with the DOT, Rand said he also learned a stoplight could not be put mid-sidewalk, only at an intersection. The suggestion that a flagger be posted at certain sites could be problematic if that person were to be struck by a vehicle, according to Rand. Meanwhile, Robert Smith told the Board of Selectmen that he gets zero sleep. Why? Because he's the chief of the Lakeville Hose Company, and he's being called out constantly to answer what turns out to be false alarms. He attended that board meeting talking about the growing concerns. That night, the department received a call at 11:30 in the evening, and again at 2 a.m., another call for a different location at 4 a.m. Smith said, of the 320 calls the department received last year, 60% were false alarms. North Canaan Elementary School has their Board of Education meeting set for 7 p.m. at the school. Town of Kent Planning and Zoning Commission has their meeting set. The regular meeting will start at 7 p.m. It's a very busy weekend coming up in Salisbury and Lakeville, as it is, of course, the Fall Festival. Lots of different activities, a real hometown celebration, October 11th, 12th, and 13th. For up-to-date schedule of times, events, and locations, SalisburyFallFestival.org. A community forum is slated for October 11th from 7 to 8:30 and October 12th from 9 a.m. to 10:30 at the Falls Village Emergency Services Center to discuss the future of the town. Issues such as downtown, housing, and connectivity will be on the agenda. Light refreshments will be served. Pine Plains FFA has their Ag Fair coming up on the 11th and 12th at Stissing Mountain Junior Senior High School. Friday, October 11th, all exhibits, booths, and livestock are assigned places. The dairy show starts at 11:30. At 12 noon, inside exhibits open to the public. At 3:30, a weigh-in for the lawn tractor begins, and at 5 to 7, the incredible roast beef dinner at the high school cafeteria. And on Saturday from 9 to 3, the Pine Plains Garden Club Flower Show. At 9, a lineup for the parade. The parade starts at 9:30. Antique tractor pulling contest also starts then. Horse showmanship at 10 a.m. All exhibits will open to the public at 11 o'clock, 11:30 dairy showmanship, and at 2 p.m. the pet show. Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day will be held Saturday the 12th from 9 to noon. Torrington Street Department, 107 Arthur Street in Torrington, Connecticut. The collection day is available at no charge to residents of Canaan, Cornwall, Kent, Norfolk, North Canaan, Salisbury, Sharon, and Torrington. Registration is required. All you have to do is contact your town or city hall to register. You must obtain a registration ticket. No medical waste, explosive, waste oil, asbestos, or electronics. On the 12th, there will be Walking with Naturalist, Forage for Mushrooms from 10 till 12 in Cornwall, and from 11 until 1 p.m., a book signing at the West Cornwall Farm Market. Meanwhile, Women's Support Services has a very busy October. On Saturday at the Salisbury Fall Festival from 10 till 4 p.m., a tent on Main Street, where they'll be making purple tie-dye shirts and bandanas, free to participate and providing information about services. Coming up on Thursday, October 17th, the annual vigil in Kent at the Town Hall at 6 p.m. And then October 24th, the film screening of The Mask You Live In at Housatonic Valley Regional High School from 6 until 8 p.m. WSSDV.org for more information. The Charlotte Hungerford Hospital helps present on October 11th and 12th the Nancy Marine Studio Theater, the 8th Annual International Playwrights Festival at the Warner Theater. More information, warnertheater.org, for the events that happen on the 12th and 13th. Berkshire Botanical Garden has their Harvest Festival. It's now on 20 acres, October 12th and 13th. Admission $7 for adults, children under 12 admitted free. No charge for parking in the garden's lot. Harvest Festival admission wristbands can be pre-purchased at the garden's visitor center daily. Kent Art from the Heart Holiday Craft Fair, Saturday, October 12th. That runs from 10 until 5. It benefits the Kent Volunteer Fire Department. You can support scholarships for local students at Pumpkin Fest, the Catamount Ski Area hosted by the Great Barrington Rotary Club. The festival benefits the Rotary Scholarship Fund. It'll be held on Saturday from 11 till 3. The rain date, Sunday the 13th. Entry fee is $15 per car at Catamount. The Ancrum Fire Company Lobster and Beef Barbecue on Saturday at the Ancrum Firehouse. $35 for lobster, beef, corn roll, baked potato, bag of clams, ice cream for dessert, iced tea, water, and soda. The doors open at 2, the dinner at 3, the raffle at 4. Additional raffle tickets will be available. Reservations at 518-329-3403. Incredible roast beef dinner coming up again at the Sharon American Legion Post 126 at the Legion Hall in Sharon behind the firehouse on Saturday the 12th, serving from 4 till 7 p.m., $14 for adults, $7 for children under 10, free under 5. The menu includes barbecued beef, mashed potatoes, gravy, salad bar, vegetable rolls, and dessert. All you can eat and takeouts are available. Opening reception will be held Saturday, October 12th from 4 till 7 p.m. The AIM Gallery at the Alumni Hall at Maplebrook School, celebrating the life and work of Frank Federico, acclaimed artist and distinguished member of the Connecticut Pastel Society. Murder Mystery Dinner is coming up October 12th at Noble Horizons, put on by the Salisbury Rotary Club. The Dinner Theater, Burritos and Banditos, October 12th at 6 p.m. at Noble Horizons, Cobble Road. Participants enjoy a Mexican dinner while gathering clues to help solve the murder of Margarita Gonzalez. Tickets are $35, can be purchased in advance by contacting Fran at 860-671-1415. All proceeds benefit the purchase of a much-needed water fountain to provide drinking water to an elementary school in Tulum, Mexico. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad has their pancake breakfast on Sunday the 13th at the firehouse from 7 until 10:30. It is a full buffet breakfast. The Sunday in the Country food drive is underway to feed families locally in our tri-state region for both Christmas and the Thanksgiving holidays. Their next event comes up this weekend. It comes up October 13th at Daisy Hill Farm. It's the Daisy Hill Family Day of Fun, and the Sunday in the Country food drive will be cooking from 11 till 3. There'll be hot dogs, hamburgers, french fries, and lots of fun going on at Daisy Hill this coming Sunday, Daisy Hill Farm in Millerton. The 10th annual Brewski Fest will return to Satra Hill in Salisbury on Sunday, October 13th during Salisbury Fall Festival. Music, pumpkins, corn stalks, and over 30 craft breweries offering visitors over 200 examples of their best brews. State Line Wine and Spirits sponsors and organizes the Brewski Fest, benefiting Swassa. Also, folks from the Sunday in the Country food drive will be there offering brats and burgers for sale to benefit the food drive. Tickets are available in advance or at the door. Advance tickets available at brewskifest.com. State Line Wine and Spirits in Canaan, Ledgebrook Spirit Shop in Winstead, and the Black Rabbit Bar and Grill in Lakeville. As we said, all proceeds from the event, which will be held rain or shine, benefit the Salisbury Winter Sports Association youth skiing programs. As part of the ongoing effort to reach out to as many veterans as possible in the community, Dutchess County's Division of Veterans Services attending a farmer's market on Sunday from 11 till 3 at the Dover's Farmer's Market at 9 School Street in Dover Plains. Now coming up on October 26th from 10 till 2, they'll be at the Millerton Farmer's Market at the Millerton Methodist Church. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 26,345.87, down 181.83 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off the day up 79.96 to 7,903.74, and the S&P 500 was up 26.43 yesterday, starting off today at 29,19.50. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few minutes.